This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Charlotte Howard, the executive editor of The Economist magazine, reflecting on her posting of this very detailed analysis of Alaska then and Alaska now. I learn that in the Inflation Reduction Act just passed by Congress, there is attention to the future of America on clean energy. However, it did not occur to me that there's nothing in the law to curb the use of oil. And ConocoPhillips is interested in developing oil out of Alaska again, despite we're just touching on anecdotes about the changing environment. What is Willow, Charlotte? What is that? What does that represent to ConocoPhillips? What is happening there?
So Prudhoe Bay has been the center of Alaskan oil since it was discovered in the late 1960s. But Conoco is one of the companies that's looking west from Prudhoe Bay. So if you think about Prudhoe, you have Prudhoe in the middle of the North Slope, the Arctic Refuge to the east, and to the west, you have this huge area of land called the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska, which was designated as such by President Harding in 1923, when he didn't actually know if there was much oil there. And now, at last, companies are really interested in drilling in NPRA, and Conoco is the biggest company that's interested in doing so because it found this really big, not at all as big as Prudhoe, but a sizable oil field to the west. And so what it wants to do is keep creeping west from Prudhoe Bay, using that infrastructure that already exists, using that pipeline that stretches down to the Port of Valdez, but continuing to develop new projects to the west. And part of what is interesting is that the oil industry is not static. I mean, it has so many talented engineers who are working day in, day out to find new ways to drill more efficiently. And the result is that what even a decade ago might have seemed like an area that would not be economically competitive with the likes of shale in West Texas, now they've found ways to boost efficiency so that it can be competitive with oil even in the high 30s, mid 30s a barrel. And so Conoco is trying to get approval for a new project in NPRA. And, you know, from their perspective, this is an area that is designated as National Petroleum Reserve. They say that they can drill responsibly. The world clearly still has demand for oil. So they, through one lens, this is a perfectly rational set of actions. And then from the project's critics, they would say, this makes no sense. The Arctic is continuing to warm. This area, these ecosystems are strained to an enormous extent by climate change. We should not be adding more stressors to this Arctic environment. So they're two fundamentally different points of view that are in conflict.
And right now, I do not have an up-to-date on the politics of Alaska. Is there a persuasion one way or the other? Is everybody looking for their checks? Do they understand that the permafrost is changing, the ice is changing, and the way of life will change dramatically? Do they talk about that?
Yeah, it depends who you talk with and how much of a problem they think that will be. There are some people who say, you know, Alaska could get a little warmer and our energy bills would be lower. They have pay a lot of money for heating, for instance. However, it's becoming increasingly hard to ignore climate impacts in Alaska. You have villages that are being affected by permafrost or thaw. You have villages being affected by coastal erosion. You have enormous wildfires burning tundra in places that were previously thought not even to be vulnerable to wildfires. There was a really astonishing amount of acreage in Alaska that was burned in June and July. So it's not something that you can, climate is not something that you can anymore ignore in Alaska. The trick is that the world, that Alaska in particular, remains dependent on crude revenue.
And the crude revenue has political weight behind it. You note that there are elections coming up in November that will change direction, may change directions about developing Willow. Is that true for all of the exploration on the North Slope or just this particular area? I'm wondering how, you know, if you get more efficient, you can get more oil. We have about a minute. Is the dream to continue to exploit all this area regardless of what is going on?
So the elections themselves won't affect Willow. It's actually the federal government that really decides whether Willow goes forward, the Bureau of Land Management. But within Alaska, politically, there has always been enormous amount of support for developing Alaskan oil. You might have, there was a mine that was recently opposed by some because of its effect on fisheries. But Alaska's budget is sufficiently dependent on crude that there's a lot of political support. I would just say that the reason why we all should be paying attention to Alaska, I'd argue, is because it kind of gives a window to the world in the future, in that Alaska is a state that is extremely dependent on crude and is having trouble moving away from it. It's also a state that is being affected disproportionately by climate change. These are problems that are not distinct to Alaska. They're just exaggerated there.
Charlotte Howard is the executive editor of The Economist magazine, writing about the North Slope of Alaska. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,